The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Happy Monday, you guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with me, Not Your Typical fitness lover, Caitlin Nolan. I hope you guys are having such a good 2022 so far, reaching your goals, going for your New Year's resolutions. And if you haven't and you just haven't had the best 2 weeks so far, don't worry, it's Monday. Luckily, there's a whole new week ahead. So that's kind of what I'm focusing on this week, just like fresh starts, new beginnings. And yeah, I don't want to like pressure myself for the fact that it's the new year. Like, we don't need to be like changing all of these things and putting so much pressure on ourselves just because it's the beginning of the year. And I've posted a few TikToks this past week about that, and I feel like a lot of you guys have like related to that. So I wanted to mention it here as well and just remind you guys, like, every single week is a new week. Just because 2022 started 2 weeks ago doesn't mean you have to like reach your goals already or have been going on like a perfect path. Life isn't like that. So just remember that. Know that this week is a new week, a new episode. Today's episode's actually going to be so fun. I'm so excited. It's definitely a more like lighthearted, fun conversation. I asked you guys, well, I put a question box on Instagram asking you guys what your unpopular opinions were or your not so typical opinions. And a lot of your guys' answers were niched around like wellness, fitness, lifestyle stuff. So I'm so excited to get into the episode. But I want to start off with my not so typical obsession of the week. I do this every single week, and I'm actually really into my answer this week. And that's drinking less caffeine and more water. I say that as I'm literally drinking a coffee right now, recording this episode. But I feel like I go through these like random periods of my life where I just don't love caffeine. Like, I love the taste of coffee and I love like an energy boost, or like, I feel like it might even be a placebo. The fact that like having a coffee first thing in the morning starts my day. But I am the type of person who gets a second coffee or like a matcha halfway through the day, or I drink like a poppy or something with caffeine just because I want like an energy boost. But I always feel so terrible after I have a second coffee and going to bed at night. Like, I'm always just like on edge and can never fall asleep, more anxious. And I feel like it just isn't adding to my life in any way other than the fact that I love like going on a walk, grabbing a coffee, using it as like a pre-workout fuel. So obviously some days I'm still gonna do it. I'm not perfect, but my obsession has been focusing on hydrating rather than just like drinking more caffeine. So this week I'm gonna try and focus on that. That's actually my goal this week, is to drink more water. So even if it comes to like midday and I still like want something to like boost my mood, I'm gonna like try and have like a lemon water or like cucumber water or even just like decaf tea, something like that, just so that I don't have the caffeine crash that I keep having every single day from my second coffee. So obviously I'm not gonna take all caffeine out of my diet. I love drinking coffee and that just would be not happy for me at all. So that's not what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna try and focus on adding more water and just like balancing it out. And I'm still gonna go on my walks and stuff, and maybe I'll get like a decaf coffee. I haven't really figured it out yet, but my obsession this week is water over coffee, which I thought I would never say that, but here we are. Also, for the next following week, my intention, my word of the week is going to be consistency. I feel like I've been feeling really good lately, really balanced, and I just want to keep up with that, stay consistent with all areas of my life, personal life, like with my puppy, with her training, keeping our apartment clean, sticking to like my workout routine that I set for myself, just staying consistent with like the daily goals, weekly goals that I have set that will hopefully help me reach like my New Year's resolutions and stuff. And then also like work-wise, for some reason right now, I really am in love with social media. I go through ruts with this, but right now, like, I've just been very inspired lately, and like, I just love sharing my day-to-day life with you guys. I really want to try and post like a bunch on my stories every single day and just like not really care too much about what I'm posting, but just like updating you guys throughout the day, not caring if it's like aesthetic. And I know some people are going to be like, you're lying, like everything on Instagram is aesthetic, which yes, it 100% is. And I definitely like will make sure I get the right angle and I'll take a few pictures and post the best one on my story. Like that's, I always do that. So don't be fooled of that at all. I just mean that I want to be more consistent and like update you guys throughout the day and not be like, oh, they don't care about that, I'm not going to post it. When reality, like I love seeing what people do throughout the day. And I just have to like have that out of my mind that you guys don't care. Because if you don't care, like you just won't watch it. And for the people who do care, I feel like you guys will be happy that I'm posting more. So I really want to stay consistent, like social media wise, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all of the things. If you guys don't know, that's like what I do for work. I'm a full-time social media influencer. I know a lot of people don't like that word, but it's reality. That's what I am. Also podcaster now, which I'm very, very happy about. But yeah, that's my word for the week, consistency. I'm going to put a question box on my Instagram for Not Your Typical, like my podcast Instagram, and ask you guys what your guys' word of the week is, because I love like hearing what your guys' intentions are as well. But let's get into like the main topic of the episode, which is your guys' unpopular opinions. I was reading through these and screenshotting them and getting so excited to record this episode because there's so many good ones and a lot of actually unpopular opinions or not typical opinions that I'm excited to get into. But a little reminder, like these are my opinions. It's totally okay if you feel a different way. Like that's the beauty of life. We aren't the same person. So we're gonna bring something completely different to the table, have a different opinion. And yeah, 100% a lighthearted episode. And I won't be offended if you have a different one than me. But let's get into the first one, which is 12-3-30 is underrated. And I fully agree with this. If you guys don't know what 12-3-30 is, it's a treadmill workout that an influencer made up. Her name is Lauren Giraldo. And pretty much it's going on a treadmill, setting the incline to 12, setting the speed to 3, and then staying on for 30 minutes. Obviously, if that's like too difficult for you, you can adjust it, whatever. It's just this workout that went viral. And I will 100% admit that I took to that trend. And I've been doing 12-3-30 pretty much since it first went viral, which was like maybe like 6 months ago, maybe more. And I love the workout. You guys know I'm like a very goal-oriented person. I talk about it all the time. So having the goal of 12-3-30 is so motivating to me. And I'll just get on the treadmill. Sometimes it hits like 20 minutes and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm actually dying. I feel like I need to get off. And then I just think back and I'm like, okay, just get to the 30 minutes. And it's just so motivating to me. I love it. I think it's totally underrated. I know a lot of people do it, so I guess it is pretty popular, but I just think it's such a good workout. I feel so good after I do it. I would 100% say I've fully noticed results with my like endurance levels after implementing 12-3-30 into like my weekly routine. I honestly do it a lot throughout the week because I'll finish my workouts with it or even like start my workouts sometimes to like warm up my body. I would say I do it like 4 times a week and I love it so much. If you haven't tried it, you really need to before you say that it's not hard, because it is literally the hardest workout ever, but it feels so, so good. So I'm gonna 100% agree with that. It's definitely underrated. Next one is making your bed in the morning really doesn't make a difference. 100% disagree to this one, because I do make my bed every morning and I do see a difference with it, because I do try and make my bed every single morning and I do see a difference when I do, because there is actually books like written about this and stuff. And my boyfriend was actually in the military and they had them like make their beds first thing in the morning. And I feel like there's a reason for that. It just feels like you're already achieving something first thing in the morning. Like you're already putting yourself first and your future self first, because you know that when you get home later and you crawl back into bed, like you're gonna feel so good. So I feel like doing that one small habit in the morning is like already showing up for yourself first thing in the morning, and it sets the tone for the whole day. And I feel like the whole theme of my life is showing up for myself. So that's just like a supporting habit to that. And I 100% think that it's worth doing every morning. And if you don't think it's worth doing, maybe you haven't tried it long enough or you haven't like thought of it in that light. So hopefully I can change your mind on that, because I'm a huge, huge advocate for making your bed in the morning. Okay, the next one is most fitness pages and fitness influencers promote toxic diet culture habits. And this one, I really don't want to step on any toes, but I would say that that is true. I think that the fitness influencer industry can become toxic on social media. And I think the reason for that is people watch social media and they think that they need to implement other people's routines. And I just feel like on my page, at least, I always am promoting that you don't have to copy what I'm doing to reach your goals. I want to inspire you, but I never want anyone to like come onto my page and compare themselves or copy what I'm doing. Because one, you really can't see 100% what someone is truly fully doing every single day on their social media platforms, because you see maybe 10% of their life. And it's just like hard to remember that. So I feel like that's when it becomes toxic. And then obviously, like, there's people who promote certain things just to make money or whatever it is. I'm not talking about anyone specifically at all. Like, everyone that I follow is such an amazing follow, and I just like love everyone that I follow. So please don't think that I'm talking about anyone specific. I'm just saying the industry in general. And I think that's not only the fitness industry. I think that's also just like social media. And yeah, just be careful who you follow, who you trust on social media. You know, you want to make sure you're following people who promote like positive things, and they're not like using clickbait to make this like narrative, like saying, oh, if you eat this way, you're gonna look this way. Like, no, that's not true. And yeah, I would agree with that opinion. And on the flip side, I think there's also really amazing pages that you guys can follow, which I guess right now I'll give a shout out to someone. I always give a shout out in all of my episodes now of someone that I follow on social media that like inspires me, that I love their page. I'm gonna shout out my friend Hannah, which you guys probably know who she is. She started on TikTok. It's Wholesome Han. And she's just like the best follow ever. She's so real on social media. She shows so many different parts of her life, like the goods, the bad, everything. And I just love her page. So if you're looking for a positive, uplifting page to follow that isn't toxic at all, in my opinion, I would definitely give Hannah a follow. But let's move on to the next one, which is you can actually get a really good workout in within 10 minutes. 100% agree. Like, think about it this way. If you're like planning your workouts for the week and you know that you have like a bunch of work or whatever it is, but you really want to get to the gym and you start to feel discouraged because you're like, I can only get for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Or say you're working out and you have to stop after 10 minutes because you're uncomfortable and you feel like you can't go any longer. You know, we've all been there. 10 minutes is better than no minutes. And that's the mindset we need to have to reach our goals. So that's what you're going to think next time you go in a gym and you feel upset that you can only stay for 10 minutes or that you had to stop after 10 minutes. 100% you can get a good workout in 10 minutes. And everyone's goals are different. So don't compare yourself to someone on social media who's going to the gym for 2 hours, because like for me, at least, like I don't think I've ever gone to the gym for 2 hours. I don't want to go to the gym for 2 hours. And that just doesn't work with my lifestyle. For sure, I've gone to the gym and stayed for only 10 minutes. And I've seen results from that workout. You know, life gets in the way. And yeah, you can get a good workout in. I definitely agree with that unpopular opinion. Next one. I don't know how I feel about this one. It says Starbucks is overrated. You guys, don't do this to me. You know that I love Starbucks. If you watch my YouTube or if you follow me on literally any platform or know me in real life, you know I'm addicted to Starbucks. I think that I've been spending way too much money at Starbucks for the past 5 years, I would say. And I love Starbucks. I have to admit it. I think that there's definitely some drinks that aren't the best. If you don't love sweet coffee, I don't love sweet coffee. So you just have to know how to order it. My favorite order at Starbucks, like if you've never tried Starbucks, say, and you want to try something good, I would say that the white mocha syrup is the best syrup at Starbucks. So I always get that syrup in a cold brew with oat milk. And it's such a good combo. You guys have to try it. They also have like really fun drinks also like on their menu. If you like sweet coffee, you try one of those. But I'm going to have to disagree with that unpopular opinion. And I'm sure you guys already knew that. So no Starbucks slander on this podcast. Sorry. Next one is commenting on someone's health is never cool. You guys already know my opinion on this one. I for sure agree with this. And I actually was just talking about this week with one of my friends because I got like a DM that upset me. And I've definitely struggled with this in the past. I would say this is why, or not why, but this is the number one thing that I struggle with social media, is letting people's opinions in that I don't ask for. One, you should never be commenting on someone's health over social media in general. Like, you don't know them. They didn't ask for that. And if they were asking for that, I'm sure they probably wouldn't ask for it over social media. So never okay. But yeah, I got like a DM this week and it did upset me for like 5 seconds. And then I pulled myself together and was like, okay, They don't know my life and they're probably hurting, and that's why they're trying to hurt me. And yeah, I definitely agree with that. Unless you're like a doctor or something like that, don't comment on people's health unsolicited, you know? It's just like not the thing. Don't do it.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Next one is a food related one. You guys know I love food, so felt fitting. It's that oatmeal is actually very bland and disgusting. Then you probably don't follow my Foodie Girl page and try out my recipes, because I promise you, oatmeal is the best breakfast. Like, I wake up every morning and I want oatmeal. Every time I have something different, I just wish I was eating oatmeal. And it's because of the toppings. Like, you can't just have oatmeal and like that's it, and just like make your opinion off of that, because it will be disgusting. I will admit that. Oatmeal by itself, disgusting, bland. What's the point? You have to add a bunch of toppings. If you've never tried the frozen berry and almond butter combo on oats, what are you doing with your life? Like, try that combo and then get back to me, because it's just so good. You guys have to try it. And I'm going to disagree with this one, because oatmeal is just so good. And I love that you can add protein powder to it, egg whites. I find it filling when I add a bunch of toppings, and I just love it. So I'm team oatmeal. I'm sorry. I love this next one. It's waking up at 7 a.m. is not necessary to be that girl. This one's referring to the that girl trend on like TikTok and YouTube. You guys know the trend, but 100% agree. I think that girl trend is about nothing is necessary. You know, like, you don't have to do what other people are doing. The whole point of it is to find your healthy self. And that means that there's no rules to it. There's no like formula. It's all about what is necessary to your life. So 100%, you don't need to wake up at 7. You can wake up at 3 p.m. and be that girl for you if that's what works for your schedule and that's what you thrive off of. That's the whole point of the trend. So I definitely agree. And I would also say this is an unpopular opinion, because I think most people don't like the trend, and I can totally see why. I posted a YouTube video about that girl, and I definitely got comments, like different opinions on it and stuff. And I agree. I totally see where people are coming from. I do think that the point of the trend is to be your best and reach the goals that you set for yourself. So if you think of it in that way, then this opinion would be popular to you. So 100% agree. Nobody needs to wake up at 7 a.m. unless you want to. I have to, because my dog wakes me up every single morning. So it works for me, might not work for you. And just like do the daily habits that work for you. If you guys haven't listened to my last episode, I talked a lot about that and just like forming your own daily habit for yourself. Okay, the next one is it's okay to not choose the healthier alternative if you don't want to. I agree with this one. I think that the key word of that, or the key topic of that, was the if you don't want to. Do what you want to do, because it's also okay to choose the healthier alternative. If you want to add in the extra veggies, or you want to go for a nutritious meal that makes you feel energized, then go for it. And if you want to choose the meal that makes you more emotionally happy and satisfies you in that way, then go for it. You know, like, it's all about your life and like what you want. And that's like a huge part of what I promote, because I live a balanced life. I want to eat the foods that I want in that moment, and I want to listen to my body. I want to be mindful of balance in both terms. Like, I want to feel good physically. I want to feel good mentally. I want to be satisfied, satiated. I want to fill my diet with a bunch of nutritious foods. And yeah, I'm mindful of everything. And again, I just feel like the key word in that was if you don't want to. So 100% agree. I love that one. Let's see. Okay, this one's funny. It says, unpopular opinion, I love cord headphones. And honestly, I feel you. If you haven't found like a good wireless pair, I could totally see why you would prefer the cord headphones. I personally don't prefer them because I love the Beats that I use. But honestly, I love Apple, but AirPods and AirPod Pros, I have both, and I hate them both. Like, I literally hate them. They hurt my ears. I don't know if I have like a weird shaped ear, but also Hunter hates them. I use Beats now, and I also love like the big Beats that I use, and I like the smaller ones. My mom has a pair of like the smaller ones. I love both. So those wireless headphones, I definitely prefer over the cord, but AirPods, like, no, I'm sorry. Like, they need to figure something out with that. But I also hate when I'm working out and I have a cord. Like, I don't want to hold my phone while I'm doing, like, burpees and jumping around and stuff. So I definitely say that I prefer cordless. So I'm going to disagree, but I could totally see why you would say that, if that makes sense. Okay, moving on from the cordless headphone topic. Someone said nights in are more fun than nights out. And I feel like the older I'm getting, the more I agree with that, which I'm not even old. Like, I'm literally 22, but I act like I'm 35. I've gone my whole life with people telling me that I act way older than I am. And I'm not trying to be a pick me girl at all. Like, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm not saying like, oh my God, I'm so mature. I'm saying like, I act like a grandma. I love to stay in. And I went through a period of my life where I loved going out and drinking and doing all these things, but I'm just not at that point anymore. And I just don't find it fun. And I stop forcing myself to do things that I don't find fun. So yeah, I 100% agree. I still do like going out occasionally. And I think there's different versions of going out. Like, I love going out to eat. I love going and hanging out with friends, going on a trip, having girls' night. But do I love going to like a club? No. And honestly, I've never even been to a club. So I guess I can't really make that opinion, but I'm just not a club person. I do like going to like parties, but I haven't been to one since literally Halloween, and it was fun. So it's just definitely like a once in a while thing for me. So I agree. And if you like partying, again, you do you, live your best life. You might love it, and staying in might be boring AF for you, and that's totally fine. Okay, this kind of goes off of that one. It says you don't have to drink to have fun. And if anyone is telling you that you're less fun sober, please cut them off. Get new friends, because we don't need to be friends with people who like us more when we're drinking. Like, no, you need to like me when I'm sober, because I'm so fun when I'm sober. And I think people think that when you're not drinking, you can't have fun. And I just don't feel that way at all. Even if I'm around a lot of people who are drinking, I don't care if people are drinking. If you want to do that, you do that for you. Just like I'm going to do what I want for me. And I always am feeding off of other people's energy. And if everyone's having like such a good time dancing, laughing, giggling, like I always get into that mood. I remember over the holiday break when me and my friends went out to dinner, and it was just like a fun night. We were like making a gingerbread house and we were all like so goofy and we were vlogging. And I was like, people are literally gonna think I'm drunk because I'm acting drunk right now for no reason. Like, I was just in such a giggly mood. And that came from just like being around people who were also in a giggly mood. Like, you don't need alcohol to be fun, you know? So please don't think that. If your fear of like going sober is that you won't have fun, like, I promise you, you will have just as much of fun. And the people who don't think so are not worth your time. And I fully stand by that. Okay, this one's funny. It says being sore actually kind of feels good and it makes me feel more powerful, which I agree to this because no, I don't like the feeling of being sore. Like, it does hurt. But when I am sore, it just like does something to my brain where I'm like, yes, like I had a good workout yesterday, which, disclaimer, like, you don't have to be sore to have a good workout. Like, you will not be sore 24/7. If you work out a lot, like, your body is not going to always be sore after a good workout. So if you're not sore, do not worry. Like, you still had a really good workout. But there are times where I am sore, and I say my soreness really comes from stretching, because I do work out a lot, so I usually don't feel that sore. But when I do, like, I'm actually randomly sore today, and I think that's just because I took a while off of the gym, and then I really like got back into it the past 2 weeks, and I had like a really hard leg workout yesterday. But anyway, I'm sore today, and I literally had that thought this morning that I was like, oh yay, like, I'm sore. I don't know why. It's just like a little reminder that you worked out the day before, and I love it. So I could totally see that. Okay, this one's a hot topic. Matcha over coffee. I'm gonna disagree because I love coffee. I would say yes for the benefit wise and like what it does for my skin and how I feel when I drink matcha. Yes, but the taste of coffee, nothing, literally nothing will compare to it. And I've yet to find like a matcha recipe that I love as much. I do love matcha. Like, I drink peak tea matcha all the time. I live for their matcha, but I'm a coffee girl. I'm an espresso girl for life. And I don't think that's ever going to change. I've mentioned it before. Like, I'm never going to, probably never. I don't want to say never because you never know. You're always changing. But as of right now, I don't see myself going in the direction of never drinking coffee and only drinking matcha because of how much I love coffee. And then it would feel like strict to me, like you guys know. So I'm a coffee girl. Please tell me your guys' opinion on this because I feel like it's very 50-50 and I'd love to know. Okay, I'm going to finish on this one. Being alone is underrated, like going on vacations alone, going to a restaurant alone. And I want to agree to this one, but I'm not an alone type of person, so I can't agree to it. But I see why you would think that and I want to work on it. And I, like, ideally, I would love to go on a trip alone. I've, like, gotten so close to booking a trip to LA, just going alone and, like, obviously, like, still meeting up with my friends and stuff when I get there, but, like, staying in a hotel alone, maybe having, like, a night in with room service. Like, I definitely want to do that. That sounds amazing, but I'm not there yet, and I want to. Like, maybe that should be my goal for 2022, like, adding that to the list, but I think it is important to enjoy your time alone. And I know a lot of people refer to it as like dating yourself on social media. And I love that term. And I think it's like it goes into just like spending more time with yourself and focusing on you and building like a better relationship with you and self-love. And I love that. So I do want to work on that. I don't think I've ever done that. Like, I don't even think I've ever taken myself out to like an actual restaurant. Obviously, I go to like Takaya alone or like Chipotle alone, but I've never gone to like an actual restaurant, which would kind of be fun, but I'm just like such a people person. I love being around people, but I know you don't need people to have fun, so that should be a goal of mine, and that should be a goal for you guys too. So I'm gonna go with I don't have an opinion on this one, but I could see why it would be an unpopular opinion, and I could see why you actually like it, if that makes sense. Okay, well, that was all of the unpopular opinions. I feel like that was so fun. And hopefully you got to know me a little bit better and like pick my brain with those things, because I feel like there was a few in there that I've never talked about before. But you guys have to let me know how you guys feel, because I know that a lot of those are like not controversial, but definitely like very opinionated topics. So let me know. But moving on, talking about this week ahead, ready to have a really good week. And my little current life update, 30 second life update, is my boyfriend Hunter, who I live with. We literally spend all day together. We both work from home and whatever. We've been dating for like 5 years almost. And he's actually going back to school this week. So he's in person in classes. We live right next to ASU, but he's going back to school this week. It's his last semester before he graduates, which is really exciting because that's like when we'll be able to move out of Arizona, which I've been waiting to do for the past like 3 years. But anyway, that's off topic. He's going back to school this week. So I'm going to be alone a lot more, taking care of Coco a lot more. By myself, obviously he still helps when he comes home, but he needs to prioritize school. Luckily, I work from home, so it's not that big of an issue at all. I just know that I don't really thrive alone. I've definitely talked about this before. I'm not the most independent person, but when I am alone, I do stick to my habits more and focus on myself. So I love being alone. I'm just not the best at it. So this next week, I want to stay consistent. I don't want to like get in a rut just because I'm spending more time alone. I feel like I tend to do that. So yeah, I don't know if anyone else relates to that, or like being alone kind of makes them more sad, or I don't know. I just feel like I don't really thrive when I have a lot of downtime. So I really want to make sure I'm not letting that downtime turn into anything negative and just like scrolling more or things like that. I'd rather utilize that time to work on myself, do the habits I love, stay consistent, and have a really good week. So that's my little life update of the episode. I'm a little bit nervous going into it just because, like I said, Hunter's going back to school, and I know just like for me, history repeats itself sometimes. And like we talked about in this episode, I need to work on it a little bit. So I'm excited. I'm going to stay consistent. I'm actually going to go work out right after this episode, doing arms if anyone's wondering. But I am going to leave you guys with a journal prompt again this week. Obviously, every single week I'm doing this. It's a simple one this week, but I felt like it was fitting just because this is a lighthearted episode and this is a lighthearted journal prompt, and that's I'm grateful for dot dot dot. And then you can like fill out what you're grateful for. I usually don't tell you guys how to journal because everybody likes a different way, but I feel like for this one, bullet points is really helpful, and literally listing as many as you can. Because it's like the little things that make you realize how grateful you are. Like, I will literally write very, very simple things that I'm grateful for in my 5-minute journal, like the lighting in my apartment, the sun being out, being able to get out of bed, you know, like the little things that we kind of overlook and forget. Those are the things I want you to focus on this week. And they just mean so much. And I think it'll help not only me, like I think that this journal prompt's gonna help me and also you guys. So that's the journal prompt. I'm excited to hear what you guys have to say for that. Also, if you haven't rated this podcast yet, I would love love to hear your feedback. Anything that's like new, like obviously this is only the fourth episode, which is insane. Like I feel like I've already been podcasting for like 2 years, but literally this is the fourth week. Any feedback will be so helpful. Write a review, rate it. And obviously I read all of them, and the ones that I've gotten so far have put the biggest smile on my face. So thank you guys so, so much for that. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, a little bit more lighthearted, fun, and also like interactive, because I got to hear a bunch of your guys' responses. So I love that. But I will talk to you guys next Monday. I hope you have the best week, and I love you.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.